Vous êtes avec SBS French. Retrouvez les rubriques sur sbs.com.au/french.
This is your Cycling News Flash on Friday, the 31st of October. And we start with some good news. The Pro Vélo Super League has lined up for a second year and a return, so in 2026, with a six-round calendar stretching across five states. The series aims to replace the old system and become the most important pathway for local racing through to the pro ranks. Races will include a mix of three-day tours, classic one-day heritage events, and city criteriums, with highlights like Adelaide's SA Kick It and the legendary Melbourne to Warrnambool, all part in the mix. It's designed to not just challenge the riders, but also boost exposure through live broadcasts and digital platforms, giving home talents more visibility than ever. For emerging Australians, this is huge. Top finishers in the U23 categories will secure contracts or stagiaire role in a pro peloton, effectively offering a bridge from domestic to the World Tour racing. So if you are following Aussie cycling, this league once again could well be the launchpad for the next big name. This year, Tom Peacock flipped the script. In an interview with our friends at Cycling News, he opened up on how he went from being a rider who admitted he never really enjoyed three-week Grand Tours to someone who said he was in the best shape of his life and actually found pleasure in the grind. Peacock signed with Q36.5 Pro Cycling after departing Ineos Grenadier, and he found early success in stage races and then at the Vuelta a España, where he pulled off a breakthrough. Fighting for GC rather than riding just to survive, that shift, he says, I can see myself enjoying doing more Grand Tours. And this says a lot. Now, it's not just about chasing stage wins or classics. Peacock appears to be embracing the longer game. He knows he's not going to walk into a Grand Tour win overnight, but a podium has shown him and everyone else that this thing could be real. And when you're enjoying it, you tend to do it better. For him, that's the story of 2025 in an interview in Cycling News. And an interesting news coming from the French cycling scene, Victor Vidal. You probably never heard of him. He's 26. He has turned heads after winning the dramatic stage at L'Étape du Tour this year from Albertville to La Plagne. He was riding as an amateur from Cessé-Étupes. Vidal completed the 130 km course in 4 hours 25 minutes, conquering 5 major climbs along the way. This win is more than just a trophy, it has paved the way for Vidal to join, yes, the professional ranks next season. He has signed with the German team Bikehead for 2026, calling this a big step in his career. With his climb prowess and new pro contract, we should be watching him closely as he makes the jump from amateur standout to professional contender. This was your cycling news for this week. Remember to get all your cycling fix and news bites on sbs.com.au/sport.
Vous voulez entendre d'autres rubriques comme celle-ci? Écoutez-les sur Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify ou n'importe où vous obtenez vos podcasts.